Idiot Mouse. Hey children, this story is about a great rivalry of mouse and mongoose. There was an internal conflict between the families of mouse and the mongoose, and there used to be a great war between them. They both just did not like each other. They always used to fight, and in those fights, mouse always got beaten up and mongoose was always the winner. At last, with a lot of disappointment, the group of mice had a meeting about how to have victory over the mongoose. Someone said,
"Do it like this!"
And others said,
"Do it like this!"
In the meantime, one of the young mice stood up and said,
"Friends, we always lose the battle! But why? Do we know why we are always defeated? It's because we do not follow discipline. Our armies fight like fools and idiots. Neither we have an army, nor we have a group leader. Our war planning is worthless. No one listens. Everyone thinks they're the best and they do what they want to do. How they want to fight, when to fight. Nobody understands what anyone means. Are we gonna win? No! If you want to win, then first you have to choose your captain. Follow his instructions. And then attack the enemy." Everyone immensely liked the speech of the young mouse. They all danced for joy and made that young mouse the captain of battle without even thinking whether he deserved this position or not. The young mouse also got ready to become their captain. And that new Captain Mouse was on cloud 9 with joy. That young mouse had spoken a lot of great things in that meeting, but actually, he did not know how to command the world or how, if the enemy attacks, to plan a defense. He did not know anything. That young mouse, after becoming the captain, forgot everything, and he was enjoying his new position. He asked all the mice, "Now I am the captain, and as captain, I should be respected by everyone. And just like how it is with humans, I should be respected by everybody. I should be worshipped by 5 female mice of every type every day. You must arrange for my royal tour in every small and big area, and get my pictures printed on every newspaper. Go now! And you will learn how to respect your captain."
The major issue of war against the mongoose was brushed aside, and the captain of mice was continually being appreciated and worshipped. There were photographs taken, which got printed promptly, and that young mouse became famous and prideful. But you know what? Do you know what he did to show himself off, to appear unique and greatest among his people? He also had made a big iron helmet, decorated with a crown. One of the little mice asked one day,
So what about the fight? Fight? War? What war?
Captain asked curiously.
You were going to teach the mongoose a lesson. Oh, that! Oh, yeah, okay. Ask the Stargazer to schedule the best time for when we should start the war. Go! Go now! Someone, find a calendar.
Someone selected the date and time to start the war against the mongoose, and they attacked the army of the mongoose. And then what happened was the same old story. The group of mice acted very smart, but again, mongoose crushed them. All the mice ran for their lives and rushed into their burrows. There were a big army of mongoose in front of them, and all the mice ran away to their burrows. The only mouse left was their captain, who was also running away. He just reached the burrow, and his iron horn got stuck in the door. Captain Mouse was easily caught by the mongoose, as he could not escape. Poor Captain. Poor Captain. His dumb and stupid behavior ended up being the death of him. The end.